Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from Winbury's Restaurant and down Winbury. I'm Derek Jones. Mitch Henderson Show as we take an inside look at Princeton Tigers basketball right here on Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey, 920 AM. We have a fun show headed your way this evening. We will hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, in just a little bit. And then later on in the program, Miles Stevens, as we hear from one of the key figures for Princeton Tigers basketball. And it's also Manager's Week as well for Princeton basketball. And we'll hear from two of the key guys behind Princeton University Tigers basketball as we get you set for game action this week after really what was a quiet week for the Tigers. No games last week due to exams and going through that process. And the Tigers getting ready now for their game against Rowan University, Division III Rowan out of Glassboro, New Jersey. And for the Rowan University Profs, certainly they had their hands full with Princeton last season, giving up over 100 points in the contest. They are 8-10 so far this season, and they have labored as of late. They will have a game tomorrow coming up against Rutgers Camden, a part of a busy Rutgers Camden on Wednesday, but one day before they take on the Tigers, Montclair State, and then they'll make the trip to Jadwin Gymnasium to take on the Princeton Tigers. And really for Princeton, an opportunity to get going before Ivy League play commences once again for them, because coming up on February the 2nd, they go right back in to back-to-backs. Yale in first on Friday, February the 2nd, followed by Brown one night later, as the Tigers get set for really the stretch drive and the big month, one of the biggest months of their season, and that is the month of February, because you have in that swing right out of the beginning of the month the games against Yale and Brown, and then remember Tuesday night on February the 6th, there will not be the Mitch Henderson Show in addition of that, because the Tigers will be hosting round two against the Penn Quakers at Jadwin Gymnasium. And that ends a six-game home swing for the Tigers, because from that point on, it will be a road-heavy month of February. They will have Harvard and Dartmouth, followed by Cornell and Columbia, before making their way back to Jadwin Gymnasium to close out the month of February, as we'll take on Harvard and Dartmouth at home. So after the run-through coming up here, the next three games at home, the Tigers will spend quite some time away from Jadwin Gymnasium. But certainly as the Tigers had a chance to recharge and get set from the academic perspective, certainly things went on as usual in the Ivy League. And one thing to kind of keep your eye on here is the way league play has started here. It's been a pretty dominant run for the home team so far, and if you look at that as being a template, you would have to think, considering how things have played out over the last couple of years in particular for the Princeton Tigers, that could bode well for them moving forward. Princeton has been extremely dominant at Jadwin Gymnasium over the past three seasons, but as we take a look at the Ivy League standing so far, it's Penn up top with a 3-0 record, Harvard 2-0 after a pair of wins against Dartmouth, and interestingly enough, Harvard becoming the first team this Ivy League campaign to actually win a game on the road. The home teams had been unbeaten until Saturday, when Harvard was able to grab an overtime win against Dartmouth, 61-57. So a lot to think about in that regard, as Penn and Harvard making their way so far through the first few games of Ivy League play unbeaten. From that point on, it's Princeton coming in with a 2-1 mark. Yale and Brown, who the Tigers will see on February the 2nd and 3rd, splitting a pair of games so far this season, including Yale falling to Brown last weekend. And a lot of question marks circling the Yale Bulldogs as far as the injuries go and how that will impact them. And so far, it's been a mixed result for them. 8-10 so far this season, 1-1 overall in league play. Meanwhile, Columbia 1-2 only against Cornell after really struggling the previous weekend against the Tigers and the Quakers. Dartmouth 0-2 and Cornell 0-3 to start. It's been a slow beginning in Ivy League play for former Princeton Tiger great Brian Earl and the rest of the Big Red. Over the last two Ivy League games, they have given up 16 three-pointers. It has been really a difficult stretch for them as they continue on coming up here. And really, when you take a look at what they're faced with, they have another game against Columbia coming up this Saturday. And from there, they'll try to get out of the cellar for the moment in Ivy League play. So the things setting up, again, you're looking at that top four. If you're a Princeton Tigers fan, you want to be in that mix as we get through the month of February and, of course, into March, as the Tigers right now standing in third place with a mark of 2-1 so far this season. Reminder, this is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey, as we get you set from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right here in downtown Princeton. For more than 30 years and counting, Winbury's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu here features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winbury's happy hour and late night food offerings. Located in across from the campus, there's a reason Winbury's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winbury's.com. Again, we will be with you here each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And, of course, except for that game coming up on February the 6th between the Tigers and the Penn Quakers. What we'll do right now is take a quick break. But when we come back, we will hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, to talk about the break and a whole lot more right here on Fox Sports Radio. It's The Jersey, 920 a.m. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Stay tuned. We'll have more headed your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey, Tiger fans. Come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. It's the Mitch Henderson Show right here on the Jersey, 920 AM, Fox Sports Radio. And we are joined right now by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks.
And a lot to get to this week, even though there's no game. The Tigers, very active a couple of weeks ago when they defeated Cornell and Columbia in consecutive days. We haven't had a chance to catch up with you about that. What were some of your takeaways in regards to that weekend?
I thought the team responded very positively after our first game at Penn. Most importantly, like with the scout. I thought that we were really locked in on Friday night. And after a really nice win against Columbia, we had, I thought, just a really good video session where we talked about these are the details that you need to really concentrate on for Cornell. Yeah, we've had that kind of conversation before, and it doesn't go your way. But I thought we were really locked in for both games defensively, and then we made some shots, which always makes you feel like you know what you're doing. I thought Miles, who's here tonight, took his first charge of his career, which I was really happy about that. So we need to hear from Miles on what that felt like. But I'm really happy with where we sort of went into the exam break, and you know. We're in this like kind of frozen period right now where we kind of don't. I'm looking forward to getting back at it.
Important for the time, and sometimes in these Ivy League games, if you don't start out well, you can really put yourself in a tough spot. But the Tigers were not in that spot in those two games.
I said to the guys, hey, I said to a lead tonight, and that, you know. I don't normally say that, but I said, you cannot put your – I did it both nights. We enjoyed a really nice big lead on Saturday night. But I thought the focus was higher level. And really, I have to give credit to Will Gladson. You know, what Will does is he allows us to play Sebastian at the four. And, Richmond does the same thing. But, Will really, he brings a lot to the table, off the court. I always say to Will, you've got to be the coach on the floor. You've got to be able to say and think and before I do. And you got to tell the other guys what you think. And he has the ability to do that. And I thought he made a really positive impact mentally in both of those games.
Sometimes you have nights where it seems like everything is falling your way, and you certainly had that against Cornell.
Yeah, it was a sharp game. We were up big at half. We were able to play everybody on the team, which is nice. And I think the older guys really enjoy seeing, the guys that don't get an opportunity to play a whole lot get serious contributing minutes. But, for us, it was, I thought, just a really positive 1-2 weekend.
It seemed like at the end when you were walking towards Brian Earl, it seemed like you two kind of exchanged a humorous moment there. Can you shed some light on that?
That's for me and Brian. I didn't look down there much. Mm-hmm. And I said here last time I was on that it's like being in a left-handed universe, it's a little strange. But Brian's a competitive person. We were very fortunate to have a big lead and enjoy a big lead throughout the whole game. But I know that when we go up to Ithaca, it won't be the same thing. Brian's going to get his team in the right place. I thought going into the weekend, I was worried about both teams, but I thought Cornell was playing really solid basketball. I was worried about them. And I just think we played very well. Those things happen. And, I have a lot of experience with Brian, but he also has a lot of experience with our players. So he said, I wasn't the only one that Brian had a couple right. words for. But you play against the team, and that's what we focused on.
Now we're in this period where you have a holdover until another game. You play Rowan this Sunday. What is this time like for you as a coach? Because we know the players are spending time getting ready from an academic perspective, but how about you? What's the week like plus for you during the break?
Well, you end up twiddling your thumbs quite a bit. I spent the first part of last week. I missed last week's show. I was glad I actually tuned in. I was out in the West Coast to listen to Coach Kittles and Devin Kennedy. But recruiting, we sort of get the first part of the, try to see as many of the guys as we can possibly see that, are either coming to Princeton or that we would like to see each of us and the staff. And then the guys trickle in when they can, throughout the course of the exam period. But we also use it as a great way to where we've been, where we are, and where we want to be. But it has the potential to kind of go against you. I think less is more when you're on the court. Be as sharp as you can when you're together. And I think what I do is I try to rely very heavily on the older guys. So Miles is here tonight, so I'll talk about Miles. But I expect Miles to be the example to the rest of the team because the freshmen are just going through it for the first time. And everybody on this campus talks about, okay, what exams do you have? And how's it going? And how many more do you have? And, you know, it can be powerful, that. And you, I think, really have to concentrate on being present where you are. And when you're at the gym, you're in the gym, right? And you got to play. And so that's what I try to focus on is, like, what do they need from me today? And then once we finish with exams, it's about Yale Brown.
I've talked to Noah Savage about this a lot. You know, the process of you go through the opener against Penn, then in some cases maybe you have a back-to-back the following week, but eventually that exam period is coming. How did you handle that time as a player? How different is it for you now versus then?
Well, you know, just logistically it's different because we didn't often play the first – we played Penn often the 7th and the 14th game of the season, so Tuesdays, right? So now with the Ivy League tournament, we've moved the second Penn game to the middle of the Ivy League season, and now we're playing this Penn game before we even get going with exams. And then we have now an Ivy League weekend, so it's really the first and the seventh game of the Ivy League season, eighth, excuse me. And ideally, that's the new schedule. So, you know, I my memory of exams is, you know, I was like the best student ever, which is totally not realistic and not true. But what I know now as a coach is, you know, give them what they need during exams, get them into the gym, get their heart rate up, get some exercise, you know, be as sharp as you can possibly be. It's a game you love to play, you know, but make that be your kind of safe space, safe time, and then get out, you know, and get back to studying. But get out of your head. You know, that's the main thing, you know. You know, it can be a challenging place, but, you know, basketball is supposed to be a game that's fun.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes you hear from fans, you know, with this amount of time off, do you build rust? But in some cases, I have to think that this is a chance for everybody to kind of recharge their batteries a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm watching a ton of college basketball. You know, Miles and I were just talking about Kansas, Oklahoma tonight. You know, last night I was watching American Holy Cross, Mike Brennan versus Bill Carmody. So, you know, I don't get a chance to see as many games as I'd like. So, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're never too far away. But as the games get closer to the games, as the games get a little bit closer, which they are now, we play a game on Sunday, the juices start to go again. We got to get back in there. And the main thing is can we pick up where we left off? I don't know, but I know that the teams that are most successful in the league are the sharpest throughout February, and by the end of February, we're going to know.
Coming up this Sunday, it's Rowan University Division III school out of Glassboro, New Jersey. Give me an idea of what to expect here, because over the last couple of years, obviously, the Tigers have been able to control the tempo and the play in these games. Starting out in some of these contests, though, sometimes it is players just kind of trying to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I mean, we're one of the only teams in the country that's taken a 2-week break with no games in the month of January. So it's about the whistle, the uniforms. So my expectations first are, you know, the officials, everything, right? The game day experience. But I expect the guys to defend, and I expect them to defend at a high level on Sunday. And, you know, again, I'm looking right at Miles because I expect him to lead the way. We follow his lead, Devin's lead, Amir's lead, the seniors, Mike LeBlanc, Aaron Young, Alec Brennan. We follow their lead when it comes to the way the team goes forward in terms of the way that they defend, and that's the expectation on Sunday.
Before we go to break, we have our fan question of the week, this one coming from Frank Ferdetta. It's a two-part question. He wants to know why schedule a Division III team, and the second part to that is, have you considered scheduling a Division I team, another mid-major, in that spot where a Division III school is right now?
Well, to answer the second question first, yes. Those games, you know, for years Coach Carroll played a high major school right after coming out of exams. I'd love to be able to do that. I would only want to play teams that are within you know, the geographical area, which is it's a challenge, right? So Penn's playing St. Joe's this weekend. You know, they have a couple games where they're able to work together with their schedule. So there's a scheduling challenge because we want to play specifically on Sunday. Last year we didn't play the Division III game. We experimented with that, and I thought we were a little rusty going into our first game against Dartmouth on the road. Right. The women have never played a game on a Division III game coming out of exams. We almost always have. I like the game being where it is. Maybe it's a comfort factor for me because we played it. But I think we get a lot out of it as by what I mentioned before. It's not a tune-up. It's a first opportunity that we have to reestablish to each other what we stand for as we head back into important league games.
The Tigers getting ready for Rowan University this Sunday. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Miles Stevens, the Ivy League Defensive Player of the Year right here on the Mitch Henderson Show right here on Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey, 920. We'll have more from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Your car has lots of lights. You've got headlights, interior lights, the light that comes on when you open your glove box. But there's one light that's the pest of the bunch, your check engine light. And at AutoZone, we have the tools to help you troubleshoot the real problem for free. Whether it's something serious or something simple like a loose gas cap, you'll get a MyZone health report to help save you money and hassle down the road. So if your check engine light comes on, come on over to AutoZone and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to the Mitch Henderson Show right here from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones of Princeton Tigers basketball, Mitch Henderson, and also the Ivy League Defensive Player of the Year, Miles Stevens, joining us. Miles, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
It's certainly a great opportunity to have you on the show here this evening, and we're talking to Coach, obviously, about the start against Cornell and Columbia. Take me through that weekend for you and the team, an important time for the Tigers to kind of respond after a rough start against Penn.
That was definitely a big weekend for the team. We came off the loss against Penn, a close game. We played hard, but our focus just wasn't there. We made a ton of mistakes. We saw that in video. We watched a lot of video after that, and we wanted to come out that weekend against Columbia and Cornell and have a good game and play hard and get the details right, keep the turnovers down, and we kind of executed that game plan and we made shots, which really helps. We were able to get the two wins.
Coach, you mentioned in the previous segment about that charge that he took. How about that one?
I'm happy about that. You know, you mentioned a couple times Miles is the defensive player of the year in the league, but, you know, he's also first team all league,
yes.
Right? And I think a dynamic offensive player. But, you know, Miles is an incredible defensive player. I remember I tell the story about going down to see him play in high school, and the way he was moving defensively was special. But, you know, he was just, I'll sort of sell him out a little bit. He was just saying that he's a little bony and he doesn't, you know, doesn't like to fall down. But we watched his charge as a team. And I like to just point out that I appreciate that you took a charge. And in the same game, Ryan Schwieger took his first charge of his life, right? So we had two firsts, which are good firsts in important Ivy League weekend.
One thing I love seeing whenever a charge is taken is how into it the rest of the team is. And that shows how important that defensive coverage is.
Well, you know, when you run a player over and it's a charge, almost, I mean, you've never, it's never a foul, right? I mean, it's almost always a charge, but oh my gosh, it's not on me. No way. And so it's one of those great swing parts of the game.
Well, how about that perspective? I mean, you can almost and sometimes see the momentum in the game swing when that happens. And the other team kind of lets down because a lot of the offensive players, like you said, they think, oh, I didn't foul anybody.
Right. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I take my first charge. I saw the reaction from the bench and my teammates when they helped me up. I kind of just laid there for a second and was checking my elbows and then got helped back up. But it was awesome. It did help the momentum of the game. It was early to get a foul on Stone Gettings. And like I said before, we were making shots, so it just made the momentum really change in that moment. So,
what's the last week plus been like for you with exams instead of basketball? Are you climbing the walls a little bit to get back out there in game competition?
So I actually just finished my exam last night. I had one due at midnight. But I actually had one of the lighter exam schedules on our team, which is kind of nice. I had a lot of papers due on Dean's Day and then one take-home exam for finals. So that was kind of easier for me than some other guys. I know they've had three, four exams and papers. So I've been able to get down to the gym, which is nice. But I know some of the other guys are still in the – so.
Give me an idea here of what a paper is, or what paper now, or just turned in.
So I just turned in a final exam for the pre-colonial Africa, sub-Saharan Africa. So the paper had two prompts, and the first was discuss the importance of the slave trade in pre-colonial Africa and its effects on the past and the present. And you have to use a variety of like first person sources and then secondary sources. So that was pretty tough. That took me a while to do, just to dig through a bunch of sources. And the second was a little easier, talking about the conquest of Africa and how that affected the European nations that did that. But it wasn't too bad. It was actually only 6 to 8 pages total. So like I said, when I had one of the easier schedules, guys are kind of mad at me because I'm relaxing now, but they're still working hard.
Coach, it's pretty impressive that they can manage all of this stuff. Even though you get a little bit of a layoff, you still have to take time to study and write the papers and get ready for basketball games.
Yeah, and this is Miles' freshman year. Miles now is, you know, the goal here, that he spreads his wings and he – I'm ultimately just sitting here beaming because you learn how to manage your time and how to go from one task to the next and not let one thing affect you in one way. You know, and you're saying a 6 to 8 page paper is pretty easy. It's not the same person that you were talking to in freshman year. Everything seems daunting. Every task is like a little too much, but you know, writing a 6 to 8 page paper and then coming down and getting every single rebound and taking charges, making shots. It's that's now normal for Miles and his teammates.
Miles, was there a moment within the last year plus or so where you felt like things really started to click for you out there on the court?
I think it really started last year during Ivy League play. That first Penn game at home was pretty big. I think just getting comfortable in the starting lineup and then with the guys on the team and finding, you know, my role in that system, not only on the defensive end, but also on the offensive end. And that kind of carried through the Ivy League season. So that's when I think things kind of clicked and I kind of figured out, you know, how I can help the team win and figure to make myself succeed.
How about you? I mean, you go in terms of non-league play, trying to figure out the right combination to make sure this team can get going. Miles, when he first arrived to the program, and seeing kind of his ascension.
Well, you know, I mean, I've said this before, but I'll take blame for not putting him into the starting lineup and playing him more frequently earlier. But once he arrived in the lineup, we became a much better defensive team immediately. And then I feel like if you were to say, okay, one of the things is about him. Every day you get a little bit better. Miles, the culmination of that was the overtime game in the playoff. First possession, Miles goes right to the basket. Boom, easy two for him. It's a really hard shot over Matt Howard. And then the second possession, boom, we're up 4 points. Hadn't led. And that is the sign of a really good player. Miles didn't look like a sophomore in that moment. And, you know, now defenses are keyed up on him. They're sort of rotated over a little bit more, and now he's adjusting to that. And he's got to just continue to keep growing, and I think he's doing that.
Was there a moment where you realized, oh, boy, the teams are gunning for me in terms of the game plan? Was there a moment where you sensed that?
Yeah, I think I was getting a sense of it throughout the year, and then it kind of our midway through the season against that when we had that stretch of Lehigh and Monmouth in those games, I kind of figured out teams that are loading up on the ball, and then Penn especially, they were really loaded up. And I'm just trying to figure out ways to move without the ball, set basket screens for my teammates, get them open, and just keep moving on the court, and, you know, instead of staying stationary. Just trying to really move the ball and get flow in our offense.
Coach, before we go to break, what are you looking to get out of things here this Sunday against Rowan to get you set for Ivy League play?
Well, I want to approach the game the same way we always would. We haven't had a consistent time to have practice. You know, now we have some guys that are finished. So we need, I think, first, really sharp practices where we're getting back into establishing. You know, I mentioned the defense a lot, but, you know, everybody talks about how hard it is to get a team going offensive. It takes time. Same thing with defense. So I want to see that the rhythms of the defensive unit, as led by our older guys, come back to where they need to be on Sunday. And then, you know, I'd like to see contributions from the guys that have been coming into the game be not just, I mean, you know, role minutes, but significant contributions into the game on the little things. I don't know if we're going to be that sharp in terms of the execution, but, you know, you may not play that many minutes, but you can always go get yourself a couple rebounds, tip a pass, dive on a loose ball, take a charge. The little in-between plays, I think, that make a difference once you get into the league. I think, too, to answer another question, that making some plays, we need to see that in practice and as we head into Rowan and then into the league. There's got to be big plays made in big moments. I showed the guys a video of the defensive back from the Patriots that tipped the ball fourth down. And, you know, I just thought, you know, he didn't put his left arm around the guy for potential pass interference. And just, I thought it was a really big play, but I also thought it was a very disciplined play that clearly had been working on.
Coming up in a moment, we are going to be helping to continue the celebration of Managers Week here with the Princeton basketball program. Brendan Bowling and Nikhil Lau will be on the show here coming up in a second. Those two have really, along with the other managers as well, have really contributed a lot to this program. Can you give me an idea just how important those two are to what you've been able to do with this program?
Yeah. So when I was in school, I mentioned this earlier, that we had maybe one manager. Actually, our manager when I was in school was one of my best friends. His name is Mike McDonald. So I have I consider the manager to be not a manager. It's integral to the part to the team and to our success as the guys on the team. Because if a manager has, you know, a judgment or to pass on anybody on the team, you know, that against all the ups and downs. Last year we were 16-0 in the league, and we had guys that were unhappy in February, but the managers weren't. And they always have a smile on their face. There's always a willingness to do a task. And the two that we're talking to today are two of the best managers we've ever had. They're always willing to do the littlest things to make Miles better, to make me better. They do it with just totally selflessly, which, you know, I feel, you know, fortunate and chance to I know that people don't know them, but we do. And everybody, I think, on the team's tuned in and pretty excited to hear from them.
Vital part of the program. We will be hearing from them. Also, Miles Stevens will be staying on with us. Best of luck to you this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
Stay tuned. We'll have more from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. Stay tuned. More headed your way on the Jersey 920 AM after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up! Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar here in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show as we get you set for Tigers and Profs coming up this weekend at 1 o'clock. When you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join tonight, bars always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday buffet brunch. You'll really enjoy the selection, whether you have a taste for something sweet or savory or both. You'll find more details at princeton.winburys.com. As you heard before we went to break there, it is Manager's Week for Princeton basketball, and that leads us to our next segment here. Miles Stevens is still with us, and also now a couple of the managers for Princeton basketball, Brendan Bowling and Nikhil Lau. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
And you two were featured on Hard Cuts this week, and you both talked about your stories and how you arrived to the program. Why don't you share that story with us a little bit here, because both of you arrived in different ways.
Yeah, go ahead. At the end of my freshman year, I got an email. It's actually from Mike Washington, his class of 2016, just sent out to one of the college listservs saying that the men's basketball program was looking for someone who had the ability to do graphic design for the team. And that's something that I had done since high school, and I'd always been interested in basketball, so I thought it was a great opportunity, so I emailed back and kind of met with the coach, or with Coach McConnell actually the next day, and kind of got right into it after that. Started doing a lot of recruiting graphics, really just got into the nitty-gritty of it real quick, so that was kind of how I got into it.
Nikhil, you got involved through social media, correct?
Yeah. So the summer before I got to campus, my freshman year, I followed Princeton basketball on Twitter because, you know, I thought I was going to be coming to school. I wanted to follow the basketball team. And a couple days later, I got a message from the account, and they said, like, we see you're a big sports fan. Would you be interested in getting involved with the team when you're on campus? And I didn't know that was possible at all, and it turned out to be Coach McConnell. So then the first week of campus, when I was on campus, I went down to the Jadwin, met with the coaching staff, and got involved. I do a lot of stats stuff and stuff like that.
This is a tight-knit unit, and seeing you guys handle things on the road has always been impressive to me because you're in charge, in part, of feeding these guys and making sure, you know, they get what they need so they can achieve out there on the floor. Miles, what's it like dealing with these two and the rest of the managers as far as the support staff goes?
On the road, they just do so many things for us. Like you said, they feed us. They actually go to grocery stores, get us our favorites, our peanut butter and jelly, a lot of chips, a lot of Gatorade, a lot of water, fruit snacks, just anything we need kind of in between time. And they do that for us every road trip, and we really appreciate it. And they also do so much more, filling up water bottles whenever we need them, giving us pretty much whatever we ask for. They go get it. They can find it. So they're always really appreciated on the road.
So who on the team, in your view, eats the most?
It's the most. So that's a good question. I have to say Alec.
Yeah,
probably. He kind of comes in and takes as much as he can. Gets out.
How about this guy? What about him?
Miles is pretty good with it. He'll save some for the rest.
The guy strike up conversation at least.
Yeah.
It's a unique experience because we mentioned all the things you guys do, but also I see you. You're very actively paying attention to what's going on out there on the floor. What's it like watching the team and seeing them achieve on a day-in, day-out basis?
It's awesome. You know, I mean, we see these guys in practice all the time. We're friends with these guys. So, you know, seeing these guys make big plays, it's exciting. And not many people get to be on the bench with a Division I basketball team. So, you know, being there at the NCAA tournament last year was a crazy experience for us. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah. Social media has been a very key part in promotion and marketing. How important is that to a basketball program in your view?
I think it's really, I mean, you can't say how important it is, especially now. We made, you know, this year we kind of talked to the whole manager staff we have now. We have like six managers now, and we all kind of have the eye and the kind of idea for social media. We're always kind of thinking about it. It's always, you know, something we're trying to think of new ideas and something we can do to get out to fans, get out to recruits. Because that's kind of the, you know, recruiting is a big part of the social media, trying to, like, put your best foot forward out there for everybody. So,
what type of feedback did you get on this guy's dunk against George Washington? Top 10 Sports Center play, one of the best dunks of the year.
That was fantastic. It was I actually couldn't go on that trip because I had something due for my thesis that day, so I was sitting in my room watching it. And I jumped up and screamed and woke up my roommate, everything, when that happened. And I knew it was going to go viral after that.
Nikhil, what, in your view, is the toughest part of your job?
Toughest part for us? I would say, honestly, it's just, you know, handling all the post-game meal on the road. You know, we call the restaurants that we're ordering from. You know, a lot of times we have to explain to them, like, look, we're a big basketball team. We need, like, a lot of food. And so, you know, we've had a lot of crazy adventures with different restaurants who don't understand, like, what we want or how we want it done and stuff like that. But it's still a lot of fun being on these road trips, you know. It's a crazy experience to see that, like, how a team actually operates on the road.
Miles, who, and maybe if you guys can confirm this, is there anybody who's a picky eater on the team? Your opinion?
Definitely Aaron Young. Yeah. I definitely have to go with Aaron as the pickiest eater. Amir is a little picky because he's also allergic to peanut butter. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're big on peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Yeah.
So he gets almond butter, which we kind of make fun of him for that. But definitely Aaron as the pickiest eater.
Definitely agree with that. Yep.
You would agree.
Definitely agree.
Now, is that a part of any unusual requests you get? Is there any requests you've ever gotten from one of the guys where they say, hey, can you grab this for me on the road? Food-wise.
I think the strangest, like, meal request that we've gotten was, I can't remember where it was, but Noah Bramlage one time ordered a create your own salad. So like you picked all the options. So we have like a spreadsheet that we do where the guys, it's a Google Doc, so all the guys enter in what they want to order. And his column was just filled with all these different vegetables. And I'd never seen that before. I think that's the only time anyone's ever done something like that. That's probably the strangest I can think of.
One of the things that's been pretty impressive about the program this year in particular is hard cuts. And you had a chance to be featured on that this week. That had to be a pretty cool experience for you
both.
Yeah, definitely. It was kind of, it was a real way to kind of get our faces out there. We're not really seen very often. That was really cool for us to get to sit down and, you know, be interviewed a little bit, you know, talk about what we do and, you know, have people see that. See what we do on a daily, day-to-day basis is pretty cool. So,
Miles, do you have a favorite episode of Hard Cut so far?
Wow. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like a lot. I like the Amir episode. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Amir episode. We talk about that one a lot still.
What aspect of it?
Well, Amir's... I we kind of just make fun of Amir's demeanor. He's really laid back. He's kind of introverted, and he's really quiet, and we kind of just pick at him for that. So I guess I'm just kind of making fun of him right now. But one of my best friends, though, so I can do that.
Well, but before we go to break here, Miles, give me a couple of keys for the Tigers moving on through the rest of the season.
So defensively, like Coach Henderson said earlier in the show, is still a big key for us, and that's going to be the biggest key going forward. Where our goal is always to be the best defensive team in the league, so that's huge. And we also have a lot of young guys, and with a lot of young guys comes a lot of mistakes, and the mistakes come from the upperclassmen too, myself included. So just limiting mistakes and turnovers, and if you are making mistakes, like making hard mistakes, making hard turnovers, make sure you're playing hard and you're not, you know, lazy mistakes. And then the last thing is just focusing on the details of the scout, the details of the defensive position you're supposed to be in, the plays, memorizing the plays is a lot sometimes. I know I forget some plays at times, but I think those three things, along with the details, are going to be important for us going forward.
When you look at the rest of the teams in the Ivy League, and especially Penn, who you already saw so far, what lessons did you learn out of that game that you look to carry forward with you?
I think our focus. I don't think our focus was there in that Penn game. We played hard, like I said earlier, but we just weren't focused on, like I said earlier, the details, and we were missing assignments, and we kind of didn't play with that fire that we know we can play with, and we kind of switched it on in the end when we made a little comeback, but by then it was too late. So we just have to make sure that we kind of channel that fire early on from the start to the finish. I know we have lapses sometimes, but that's been a big thing of ours, is coming out in the second half, playing with the same intensity that we played with, you know, to start the game.
Miles Stevens, without a doubt, one of the top players in the entire Ivy League. Thanks for joining us here on the Mitch Henderson
Thanks
Show.
Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break. Gentlemen, we have more with you coming up in just a few moments, so hang tight. We'll be back from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Winston.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbara since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling.
knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar here in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. It's Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey 920, as we bring you a look at Princeton Tigers basketball each Tuesday night right here from 6 to 7 on the Mitch Henderson Show. Still here with Brendan Bowling and Nikhil Lau talking Princeton Tigers basketball, part of Manager's Appreciation Week with the program. Gentlemen, now I'm going to disqualify the Ivy League final from last year for this next question. But give me your favorite moment, non-Ivy League tournament from a season ago.
Kind of glad you asked this question. I was just thinking of it in the break. I thought it might come up. I think my favorite was, I think it was 2 years ago, on the road against Columbia. Mm. When Devin made like a crazy seven-foot-behind-the-line shot, sent it in overtime, and then we ended up winning in overtime. I remember I was there with Ryan Matsura, one of our managers from a few years ago, and just going crazy when that happened. It was kind of my first experience, like a big road win with the team. So that was kind of, I think, my favorite moment.
How about you, Nikhil?
I think for me, I would probably go with the Hawaii trip from last year out at the Pearl Harbor base. I think that was a really cool experience for us. The gym was a little different from what we're used to, but it was so much fun, really different environment, and got to play like in front of servicemen, which was really cool as well.
And that's always a great environment when you're able to participate in a thing like that that can honor the country, and certainly a great memory for sure. Got to ask you about Harvard, because the Harvard trip last year, winning at Harvard has been extremely difficult for this program to do. It's coming up in a few weeks. What was that memory and moment like last year on the last second shot by Steve Cook?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you kind of said it already. I mean, we hadn't beat them since I've been here and even before that on the road. It's a really, really tough place to play. It's a tough place to manage, too. The fans are right on top of you. There's no space to work. It's a real stressful environment. So getting a win there is really great. And then the locker room is right next to the court, so you run right up afterwards. It's a big celebration. So it was great. It was a great time.
Now moving forward here, you get ready for the rest of the season. What are some of the biggest challenges you guys face on a day-to-day basis, especially with a big month coming up where you're not really at home a lot?
Yeah, I think the toughest thing for us is, same as the players are dealing with, is, you know, dealing with classes and stuff like that. We're Ivy League weekends, we're gone like Thursday night up until we get back late Saturday night usually. So it's just kind of keeping up with schoolwork, going through the day-to-day, same thing the guys are going through, I think.
What classes are you dealing with during the finals?
Luckily, I'm finished now, which is nice. But I had, you know, 15 pages of my thesis were due on Dean's Day, and then I had another paper for an urban studies class, and then I had an exam in a design of concrete structures class, which sounds real exciting, but I promise it kind of is. So that's basically it, and then I'm done. I had architecture studio, which was finished a couple weeks ago, so.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not as lucky. I've still got one more exam left on Thursday, art history exam. And then I had two more earlier in the week. Had my junior paper was due on Dean's Day, too. So it's been a busy month for me, but looking forward to getting through it at this point.
And basketball coming right up for the Tigers on Sunday against Rowan University. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me here this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
The Tigers get set for action on Sunday when they take on Rowan University. at 1 o'clock at Jadwin Gymnasium. And from there, Princeton will hop back into Ivy League back-to-backs with Yale and Brown at home. For more than 30 years and counting, Winberry's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu here features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winberry's happy hour and late-night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square, across from the campus, there is a reason Winberry's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winberrys.com. Well, the Rowan University Profs certainly have their hands full coming up this weekend against the Tigers, who will get set to kind of work through being off for the last 2 weeks, basically, without playing, and get set for Ivy League competition. As we mentioned, you have the back-to-backs against Yale and Brown, but then Penn as well. So three games in short order for the Tigers before they jump back to the road, as we were just talking about Harvard and Dartmouth from there to begin really a huge road stretch for the Tigers. They will spend pretty much a considerable chunk of the rest of the Ivy League campaign on the road following that Yale-Brown weekend and the Penn game on Tuesday, February the 6th. That's when they'll turn things over to really cranking up and ratcheting up defense of their Ivy League crown from there. That will just about do it for the show this evening, the Mitch Henderson Show. Special thanks to the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, for joining us. And, of course, Miles Stevens, Brendan Bowling, and Nikhil Lau. We'll be back with you once again on next Tuesday night for the Mitch Henderson Show, each and every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey, 920 a.m. I'm Derek Jones saying so long, and have a good night, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion.
Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Oh my God, did you see that play?
You hate to get a message like that.
Don't miss another second of what's breaking in the world of sports.
The Dan Patrick Show.
It's a different storyline every day.
Weekdays at 9 on Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
WNJE, Trenton, Philadelphia.